when I was reflecting on what I wanted to call this week's new episode, I decided I wanted to call it Changes. And then I had this total like stream of consciousness moment where I was like, okay, where have I heard that before though? And then it occurred to me, it's David Bowie and it's Changes. And then I thought, I gotta play like a clip of that to start off this week's episode. And then I realized that's probably low-key copyright infringement. And then I had to scrap the entire idea. This is actually kind of like a look into my brain at this very moment. But anyway, hello. Welcome back to Seek the Joy podcast. Welcome back to another Seek the Joy Tuesday. I am so just excited for this week's episode and really the opportunity to share with you the changes that are coming to this podcast and just what's been going on with me, because you know, in these interviews that I have and that I share with you, I don't really have an opportunity to share like what's going on with me or my thoughts or just things in general that I want to share. So I'm excited for this. I also put a call out on Instagram and Facebook for your questions, and I'm honestly overwhelmed by the number of questions that I received and the questions that I received for today's episode. So I'm going to also answer those. And on another note, I want to answer your questions on the podcast. So if you ever have a question for me or like a question for a guest who's been on or a future guest that I talk about on Instagram, always feel free to send in your questions because I want to answer them. And I want to have the opportunity to share a little bit more with you. So I think I want to start off by talking about the changes that are coming to the podcast, and then we'll dive into the questions. So I have to start off by saying I cannot believe that I started this podcast 10 months ago, like next week, which is so crazy to me, because if you had told me this time last year that I would have a podcast and that I would put out an episode every week without missing a week so far, and that I would really love it and enjoy it and have the opportunity to connect with so many amazing people, I would have straight up told you that you're lying. And by the way, I'm not just talking about the people who I have the opportunity to chat with and interview for this podcast. I also mean every single person who presses play on this podcast every single week, and everyone who has reached out via Instagram or Facebook or email to say hi or share about their own experience or a commonality or a similarity or something that they've enjoyed. I mean, every single time I hear from somebody or have the opportunity to connect, I know it sounds like so cliche and something that everybody says, but it totally makes my day. Because I'll be honest with you, when I started this podcast, I had no idea if anybody would ever listen to it. So it's been really cool to see that there are so many of you that do listen, that there are literally people in over 70 countries who tune in to this podcast every single week. It just continues to blow my mind, and I'm really grateful, and I'm so excited to continue the podcast and to see where it goes and keep growing and changing with it. So I really had to start off by saying that, because it's so interesting, because I know I've shared this like 1,000 times, and if you've read a little bit of my story or if you've been around for a while or whatever, you know that having a podcast isn't something that necessarily came easy for me. So I grew up with a pretty strong lisp as a kid, and really embarrassed by my own voice. And it's funny, I don't really have much of a lisp anymore, but there are some words that are really just challenging for me, like truths. Like that's really hard. So I actively avoid certain words because I know it's going to be a struggle for me to say them. So anyway, so I grew up really embarrassed by my own voice. I used to make my sister Madison, who's 4 years younger than me, answer the phone at home, make phone calls whenever we had to order food or do something. I mean, just like really kind of like ridiculous, but in reflecting, I understand why. And so for me to literally share my voice all around the world is nuts. It's so crazy to me. And so I was listening the other day to some earlier episodes of this podcast and then listening to the most recent episode with Kelly Boyer of Paletta, my voice has changed. I have like the tone of my voice has changed, the sound, everything. My comfort level with my voice has changed probably the most. I can certainly hear a greater comfort in my voice now than 10 months ago. And so it's such a gift for me to be able to go back and listen and reflect and hear just kind of how far I've come in really feeling comfortable in my own voice and in my own skin that way. And it's so interesting because so much of what this podcast is about stepping into your authentic voice and stepping into your authenticity. And through this podcast, through these conversations, through these interviews, I've had the opportunity to step into my authentic voice in a way that I never thought possible or imaginable. And so that's what I want the podcast to continue to do moving forward, but not just for me, for everyone. And I know that the podcast has served that role in so many people's lives because I've received messages telling me that. I've had people tell me that this podcast has helped them with their anxiety, which literally I almost fell out of my chair. As someone who suffers from anxiety and who has suffered my whole life from that level of anxiousness and fear and panic, for someone to tell me that or to share that with me, I mean, I lost it. I've had people tell me that listening to my episode called The Comeback Kid, where I discuss the bar exam, that helped them reset and shift their mindset going into the bar. And actually those people ended up passing that particular bar exam after they listened to that episode. And I'm not taking credit for them passing because the credit belongs to them. But it's amazing that me sharing my story and my experience helped them in some small way. So I've received so many messages like that all across the spectrum. So I know the podcast has served that role of opening up the door to what's possible, but I really wanted to do that even more so moving forward. So, okay, back to my original point, which was the changes that are coming, because as we grow and evolve, you know, so must the things around us. And over the last 6 months, but really this last 3 months of those 6 months, I have grown so much as a person. And the podcast is changing because I'm changing. And it's interesting because when I originally started this podcast, it's because I had undergone such a deep transformation in terms of managing my anxiety and managing my fears and self-love and self-care and confidence within myself. And I wanted to connect with other people who were also on that journey. And within the last 6 months, I have really, I don't know, I think embarked on a deeper self-realization / spiritual journey. And I realized that the podcast was no longer a reflection of where I'm at. And so it was time that I really wholeheartedly allow Seek the Joy podcast to grow and change with me. And so in future episodes, I'm going to talk a lot more about this spiritual journey and this process of self-realization and connecting to more deeply just who I am and what that's been like for me and even what that's looked like. And so I'm excited to share that, I think, more fully and in greater depth in future episodes, because I really want the focus of this episode to be on the changes that are coming to the podcast. But this journey that I've been on, it really has shifted and molded the podcast into the direction that it's moving in. And so I felt it was also important to share a little bit of that with you guys because it's really time, I think, that I own more fully that aspect of who I am. And in doing so, it will really allow me to step more fully and confidently and deeply into my authentic self and really begin, I think, to share even more my authentic voice. And it's funny, I feel a little bit of fear and anxiety and in even sharing this, which there's really no reason to, but it's interesting how we sort of mentally condition ourselves to be afraid of coming out of the quote unquote spiritual closet or whatever they call it. But this is such a huge part of who I am, and it's a element and an aspect of who I am that I treasure and I celebrate. And so it was really time. It was really, really, really time that I allow it to become part of this podcast too. And so I will say this, you know, as I've really embarked on this spiritual journey for myself and allowed myself to begin to know and connect more deeply with who I really am and tap into my soul and really listen to it, by going within and by reconnecting once again to who I really am, I realized that the podcast needed to reflect that. So this episode is really about the changes, but I couldn't touch on those changes without touching on the origin of those changes. So I'm just excited to share more about all of this. I know this is vague. I'm going to explain more in future episodes. We're going to talk a lot about what it means to reconnect to who we really are and the different means and the different ways that we can do that. We're still going to be talking about joy and self-love and self-care and entrepreneurship and connection and community and every other topic that we've covered on this podcast. But there's also going to be a deeper element of introspection and allowing ourselves to step more fully into who we really are. So I'm super stoked about it. I'm sure nobody says stoked anymore. But that's kind of like a big change that's coming to the podcast in terms of content and topics that'll be shared. I'm just excited to dive deeper into wellness and spirituality and our authentic voice and something that I'm calling our joy blueprint, which I'm so excited to explain to you a little bit more in a future episode. But let me put it to you this way. It's essentially the roadmap in our soul that allows us to connect to who we really are. And the way to do that is through connecting to our joy. So I'm super excited about that. Okay, so now that I've explained kind of the shift that's going to happen in terms of content and topics, well, it's like more like topics rather than content. And it's a huge reflection of just the work that I've been doing on myself and the journey, the more mindful and conscious journey that I've been on. I want to go into more of the structural type changes that are coming to the podcast. So let me start off by saying this. There is seriously nothing that I love more than connecting with some really amazing and inspiring people. And over the last 39, 38 weeks, I guess we don't count this week, but I have had the opportunity to connect with so many people who have blown my socks off, who have truly like blown me away. And so many of these women have now become friends of mine. They are invaluable in my life. And I'm just so grateful. It has really changed my life in so many different ways for the better. But if I'm being 100% honest and transparent, which is always my goal, putting out 4 interviews every month is a lot of work. And it's a lot of work, especially when you're a one-woman show. And by one-woman show, I mean I coordinate, I record, I edit, I put together all of the social media content and graphics. I mean, I do everything. I don't have anybody that helps me. And don't get me wrong, I am super proud to be a one-woman show, and I'm so proud of everything I've done and what I've built and I've created by myself. But putting out 4 interviews every month is a lot of work. And while honestly, the nights and the weekends that I spend editing and working on an episode or the podcast in general, I mean, it's really become my therapy, and it's something I really enjoy and I look forward to. But over the last couple of months, I've really kind of struggled to maintain the same level of output that I expect from myself, if that makes sense. So it has really meant that in the last couple of months, more like the last month and a half, I've really had to sit down and think about what kind of changes I could make to this podcast that would make it more fun and more sustainable for me and bring me back to its core mission and core purpose for me, which is really to connect and to share and to grow. So I'm really excited about the changes that I'm about to share with you. These changes honestly are really going to allow me to show up as the best version of myself and allow the podcast to really do the same. Okay, so let's dive in to these changes. So we're still going to have our typical Seek the Joy Tuesday interview style episodes, probably 1 to 2 times a month. It's honestly going to depend on the month. And I'm still going to interview people who really excite me and inspire me and who are doing really incredible things within their communities and their worlds. And so I'm really excited to bring more of those interviews your way. So then in addition to these interviews, we're also going to mix it up a bit. So expect solo style episodes where it's just me. And if you've listened to any of my bonus episodes over the last probably like 4 months or so, there'll be something similar to that. And I'm really excited about these solo episodes because I have so much to share and so much to chat with you about and so much to explore and dive into. And I can't do a lot of that, honestly, in an interview with somebody else. So these solo episodes are going to be really fun, probably like once a month. And then another change I'm really excited about, the Power of Storytelling will now air the third Tuesday of every month instead of the third Thursday. This series is so powerful and it honestly deserves to stand on its own. And this is a change that is long, long, long overdue. And if you've tuned in to that series and even just one episode of that series, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm just beyond excited and honored and inspired to just really continue to share these stories with you guys. And then the fourth and final type of episode that's going to come your way every month is a new type of episode that I'm calling, for right now, because it could change, but for right now I'm calling it Soul Chats. And these are conversation style episodes with some pretty incredible and amazing people in my life who have so much wisdom and so much magic to share. Think of it as like a chat with one of your closest friends over your favorite smoothie or latte or wellness shot. We're really going to cover every topic imaginable and it's going to be so much fun. So we're mixing it up a bit. There are 4 different types of episodes that are going to come your way every month. I'm really excited about these changes and I think it will really allow me to share more and to really share more of the mission and the purpose and the journey that really is Seek the Joy podcast. Basically, it's going to be really good. So stay tuned. Okay. The next change that I want to share with you is I recently just relaunched a new website for this podcast. I am so freaking happy with this new website. I cannot even begin to tell you it's sleeker, it's cleaner. It's just, in my opinion, beautiful. It's like the best representation of the podcast and of me and where it is and where it's going. And so I hope you'll take a look at this new website, take some time to explore it. It is still seekthejoypodcast.com. I am really proud of this website. I'm really proud of how it looks and just I love it. I literally locked myself in my house for a full weekend to work on this. I literally was in the black hole that is website design on Squarespace, and I literally could not be happier with the way it turned out. So I hope you will check it out. Also, another obvious change I hope by now is I changed the logo and the cover art for this podcast. It still has the ocean background, which I don't know if I ever shared this before, but I actually, that's actually a picture that I took a couple of years ago at the Santa Monica Pier, which, fun fact, is one of my favorite places ever. But I just, you know, upped the saturation a bit. But the language on it is new. I'm really excited about it. I know it's kind of like a minor change, but I really wanted the logo and the cover art to reflect the internal changes that are like underway with the podcast. So I'm pretty excited about that too. So those are the changes that are coming your way or are already existing within the world of Seek the Joy podcast. I'm really excited about where this podcast is going, where I am going. And it's so interesting. So many of the people that I have had the opportunity recently to interact with from this podcast are also really undergoing their own kind of self-realization type journey and this period of being introspective and diving deep into reconnecting with who they know that they really are. And so I'm really excited to bring this element of conversation and exploration to the podcast and really dive deep into just some other topics that I'm really excited and passionate about, but while still remaining really true to Seek the Joy podcast and what it's really all about. So stay tuned, keep listening, keep tuning in on Tuesdays. I'm really excited and passionate. I need a new word, guys. I keep saying excited like it's the only word in my vocabulary, but it's honestly the best way to describe how I feel in this moment. I'm really excited for the changes that are coming. I can't wait to hear what you think. And if you're on your own personal journey, whether it's spiritual or however you want to define it, I would love it if you would reach out and share that with me if you're willing. I think the more of us that open up and share and embark on this journey together, I think the better. And also on that note, a huge goal of mine is to expand this community. So if there is someone in your life that you know would benefit from this episode or benefit from this podcast or just benefit from being in touch, pass it their way, send it their way. That's a huge goal of mine. So, oh, and before I forget, a brand new trailer. God, I should never sing. A brand new trailer is coming your way on Thursday for this podcast. I'm really excited about it. I wanted to do everything that I could to sort of move this podcast in the direction that it's moving in. And for me, that felt like putting out a new trailer. So stay tuned for that on Thursday. It's going to be good. Okay, so now I want to get to your questions. So like I said at the beginning, I put a call out on Instagram and Facebook for your questions. And thank you to everybody who sent in their questions for me. I'm really excited to answer them. So let's dive right in. The first question is, what are you reading right now? Great question. I'm reading a bunch of different things. I'm reading Girl, Wash Your Face by Rachel Hollis. I'm reading Seat of the Soul by Gary Zukav. And I am still making my way through The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. But I just finished Dear Madam President by Jennifer Palmieri. I just had a brain fart. I could not remember her name. Loved that. I hope to read more, but honestly, by the end of the day, I'm so tired. It's like my eyes just want to close, but I love reading. If there's a favorite book that you have that you think I should know about and read, let me know. Send me a message. Would love to pick that up. Next question, what is my favorite musical? And this question came because I have been posting a bunch of Broadway music on my Instagram story in the last couple of weeks. Without a doubt, my favorite musical is Hamilton. I won't go into like a whole like story about Hamilton because my love for Hamilton runs very deep. But last year I had the amazing opportunity to see Hamilton at the Pantages Theater in Hollywood, California, 3 times. I was only planning on going 1 time. I sat in Ticketmaster purgatory for 5 hours trying to get a ticket. I got a ticket for myself, which was awesome, and I was so looking forward to that. And then I had a wonderful friend, my friend Catherine, had some extra tickets, so I got to go with her, and my mom came, and then my mom won the Hamilton lottery, and we were able to sit in the second row. I literally died. It was the best day of my whole life. Well, it's in the top three. So Hamilton, without a doubt. Fun fact, I know all the words to every song. And whenever I'm in a bad mood or having a hard time, Hamilton is the first thing that I turn on. So shout out to Lin-Manuel Miranda for being an actual genius. I love Broadway musicals, though. I hope to see Dear Evan Hansen this year. That's my goal. The next question, do I have a morning routine? I do. And it's a kind of a brand new morning routine because I used to not have one. But pretty much I wake up and I'm not going to lie, I go on my phone because I'm addicted. Just going to put that out there and be honest. But then I meditate for 7 minutes. And then I journal, and sometimes the journaling is for 5 minutes. Sometimes the journaling is for 45. It honestly just depends on the day, but having this practice has grounded me in ways that, I didn't even know I needed. And then from there, I just kind of get my day started. I cannot get anything done, start work, leave the house for work, whatever it might be, without making my bed. That is a non-negotiable. And then I just make sure to eat breakfast and get ready for the day. And so that's my morning routine. But I would say the meditation and the journaling has grounded me in more ways than I can even explain. The next question, how do I avoid burnout? This is like the million-dollar question because I don't know. I think I am burned out. And that's what's interesting is that I think I have hit like maximum capacity of what like my body and mind can handle, but I have this really bizarre way of being able to push through even extreme exhaustion. I don't know where I developed this from. I think I got it from my dad. Maybe it's hereditary, but I know there are so many people out there that are like this, but I feel burned out all the time. And when I am at a place where I'm extremely burned out, that's when I know it's time to like hit pause and either leave wherever I'm at and go home if I can, or just plan to that night to just like unplug and check out. And I usually turn on something on Netflix or one of my favorite movies. And then I find that after that couple hour period of time where I've really checked out is when I start to feel more like myself and feel better. I've had days where I literally, like especially on a weekend, it's really actually only on a weekend, but where I just won't do anything. You won't catch me like hanging out with friends or family or anything. There are some days where I just literally have to be by myself to try and recharge. But my hope through restructuring this podcast, honestly, and restructuring my life a little bit. Okay, I meant to say bit, not bet, but restructuring my life a little bit. I hope that through doing that, I can help myself avoid burnout, but it's really hard. And it's really, really hard. So if there's anyone out there with like the million-dollar formula to avoid burnout, hit me up. I'd love to share it. Okay, the next question. How have I developed my interview style? Great question. I have no idea. I literally have no idea. So when I started this podcast, I had a sheet of questions I wanted to ask a guest. And then over time, I still create some questions for myself as kind of like a guiding principle for myself, if that makes sense, like a structure, but I often don't even follow it. I don't even ask the questions that I've written down. I really try to go with the flow of the conversation and what we're talking about. And often I'll try and direct or redirect the conversation based upon what I think might be of value to all of you, but I have no idea. I think it's really through trial and error and getting more comfortable with myself and getting more comfortable with talking to new people. So the next question, actually, the next two questions are so similar. The first one says, how did you get started and what's the most rewarding thing you've gotten out of this? And then the next one says, what motivated you to start Seek the Joy and how did you arrive at the theme? And I think I kind of touched on it at the beginning of this episode, but to kind of put it in a nutshell, in 2016, I had shingles and then I graduated from law school and then I sat for the California bar and was scared shitless. And then I had appendicitis and I had to have my appendix removed and I was just a little bit of a mess. I was having a really, really hard time. I found out I didn't pass the bar. I was like in a really bad place, a lot of anger and shame and embarrassment. And then I really embarked on a 9-month period of time, maybe a little longer, of really changing my inner dialogue and changing how I spoke to myself and how I related to other people. And I took care of my health probably for the first time in my life. I had adrenal fatigue issues. I had gut-related issues and hormone issues, which some of which I'm still struggling with today, but working closely with my naturopath still to get myself in a better place. But with all that being said, I really knew I wanted to create a space and a community to connect over shared stories and shared experiences that stem from maybe originally not being in such a great space, but finding the inner courage and bravery to really step forward and out of that to seek our joy. So that's really what motivated me to start the podcast and how I got started. I mean, I literally just, it was like a moment of inspiration and I thought, holy crap, this is what I want to do. I'm going to do it. And I kind of sketched out my idea, ordered a microphone off of Amazon and hit record. And the rest, I guess you could say, is kind of history, but it's been a really fun ride. And I can't wait just to see what keeps happening in the world of Seek the Joy podcast. And then the other part of that question, what's the most rewarding thing that I've gotten out of this? I think there are two things. The first thing is just the personal growth within myself has been so rewarding. And then on the other end of that too, just the opportunity to connect with so many different people and hear their stories and share their stories and the friendships that I've made from this podcast and the friendships that have been strengthened as a result of this podcast has been so rewarding. And I know I touched on this too at the beginning of this episode, but seeing and hearing the feedback, and I should also say feeling the feedback for this podcast, whether it be in the form of a review on iTunes or an email or the direct messages I get on Instagram and Facebook. Every time someone takes a minute out of their day to let me know what they think of this podcast and the impact that it's had on their life, I know it sounds so like cliche, but it honestly makes my day. And I've honestly had days where I've considered, like, can I keep doing this? Can I keep doing this podcast? And then without fail, within the next 24 to 48 hours, I'll get a message from someone that says, hey, I almost didn't hit send on this, but I just want to let you know how much you've impacted my life. And it's like, are you kidding me? It blows me away. So I would say that has been beyond rewarding. And if there's nothing else that comes from this podcast but that sort of impact and feedback, I feel like I've won the lottery. That's been so incredibly rewarding. Okay, so those are all the questions that were submitted. Thank you so much for the questions. Honestly, I want to do this again. So if you have a question for me or about the podcast or anything, feel free to reach out honestly at any time via email or Instagram or Facebook. I would be happy to answer your questions and also answer them on the podcast. So we'll do this again for sure. So in closing, I'm really big on saying thank you, if you haven't noticed already, but I want to just say thank you so much for your continued support of this podcast. Thank you so much for your continued support of me through supporting this podcast. I have had the best time over the last 10 months. This podcast is not going anywhere. It is just going to continue to grow and shift and change, because as we grow and shift and change and evolve and step more fully and confidently into who we are, so do the things and the people and the places and everything else around us. Last and final thing. I know I say this probably every single week, but if you've been enjoying this podcast, if a guest or a topic has inspired you or made an impact on your life in some way, I would be really grateful if you left us a rating and review on Apple iTunes. Ratings and reviews really help us get seen by new people and expand this community. So I would be so grateful if you would just take a couple of seconds to scroll down on the Apple Podcast app and click the rating and review and just show us a little love. And if you do, I want to show you a little bit more love in return. So make sure to send a screenshot of your review to Sydney@seekthejoypodcast.com, and I will send you some goodies to say thank you. All right, guys, that is it. I am really excited for these changes. The podcast is growing and shifting, and it's going to be so wonderful. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. And I'm so happy too that I was able to answer some of your questions on this week's episode. So if you ever have any questions, feel free to send them in. All right. See you back here on Thursday for a brand new trailer. If you are in the United States, happy 4th of July. If you're in Canada, happy Canada Day. I know it was a couple of days ago. And if you are not in the United States or Canada, and wherever you're listening from around the world, just enjoy your Tuesday, enjoy the rest of your week, and make sure to do something that will really bring you some joy.